So last night I'm watching the Washington Nationals take out the St. Louis Cardinals, a clean four-game sweep. I'm watching and thinking about the Arizona Diamondbacks. Of course I am. Because look, at the start of this season, all I heard was nobody's going to beat the Dodgers. And as the season progressed, no one's going to beat the Dodgers. There's no reason to go after acquiring talent or hanging in there and trying to be a wild card. What's the use of just having one postseason game and then running into the Dodgers and getting eliminated? Well, guess what? The Nationals went for it. They threw all this money at Patrick Corbin, and I'm not blaming the Diamondbacks. Get me straight here. I'm not saying the Diamondbacks erred by not re-signing Patrick Corbin. We have Zach Greinke. You have too much money tied up. If you try to re-sign Corbin, he went and got over $100 million. And last night, he was great. He struck out 10 in the first four innings last night. Okay? It's the thought that if any owner says, well, we're not going to be able to go out and beat the Dodgers, so why even be in the wild card? Let's just mail it in this year. Let's try to build up for a longer run. And my response to that is no, the fans deserve better. And to that end, I think the Diamondbacks did do that this season. Now, you'll say, well, Brad, come on, they traded Greinke. Yeah, they traded Greinke, and they got a King's Ransom back in return for him. And I don't know, Greinke hasn't been great in the postseason. It's just the way it is. They have some flexibility now. The other side of the story that I like in watching the NLCS and actually the playoffs is Howie Kendrick. Howie Kendrick has been the stud star, big game hit guy for the Nationals. He hit the grand slam against the Dodgers, okay? And then he comes back last night and he gets right into another night of making things happen. Five hits, four doubles, and a four-game sweep. So he's had failure after failure. I believe this to be true, that when you fail often enough, you will have success. Here's Howie Kendrick.
All the failures, you know, and the losing in the first round, and, you know, because I've been there too, just like him. And, you know, it just makes it sweet because, you know, as we're getting older, you know, the game keeps getting younger. But to see a team like us, you know, continue to grind, and I think the mixture of people that we do have is what makes us so good. The chemistry that we do have, we understand each other. And, you know, I feel like being around this long, I wouldn't change anything about the past because this is just, I mean, it's unbelievable.
He's talking about Ryan Zimmerman, who is the last member of the original Nats and how they've gone through it. So I don't know if today you're heading out and you're like, man, Brad, I just keep hammering the rock. I cannot seem to get a break. I cannot seem to get through it. I think sports is terrific to point at guys and say, you know what, someone like Howie Kendrick, who's bounced around and he's had success, yeah, as an athlete, but whatever it is you're doing, you can point to these guys. All right, Patrick Peterson. So he's going to be out on the practice field today. You're going to hear sound bites of him saying it's good to be back. You're going to hear sound bites of him apologizing for what happened off the field. You're going to hear him say he's excited to be with his team and he hopes to make a difference against the Giants. Blah, 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 blah. That happens. I would say to you this, that watching what happened yesterday, the LA Rams went for it. They acquired Jalen Ramsey. Now, Jalen Ramsey said, my back hurts, my hamstring hurts, whatever. He forced his way out of Jacksonville. I'm not big on that, okay? But the price tag, two number ones and a fourth round pick, I'm sorry. If somebody calls Steve Keim in the next week and says, look, I'm going to give you a one next year. I'm going to give you a one the following year. And I'm going to give you a number four for Patrick Peterson. I have to listen to this. I have to seriously consider trading Patrick Peterson. I do. Because he's not going to be here when Kyler Murray's in year four or year five and trying to get it done. The Cardinals are not winning a Super Bowl this year. Okay? They're not winning a Super Bowl in all likelihood next year. All right? So I'm looking at 2 years out. And Patrick Peterson is probably not going to be here that much longer. So I thought the Rams were very savvy. The Rams went for it. The Rams are doing things. Let's not say Steve Keim hasn't gone for it in the past. He picked up Chandler Jones. It was a very smart move. All right. But when you have a guy like Patrick Peterson and you just see yesterday the market laid out there, why would you not consider going out and making a move? Couple of things before we get out of here, and that is, I think I've got a spot nailed down for a meetup on Friday. If those of you that are into the college football and ASU scene with their game at Utah, I should have details on that tomorrow. I'll have a meetup on Friday night in downtown Salt Lake City, right by the team hotel, and I'll have more details on that. You can come by and say hi. Today, it's day 64 of my double knee replacement, getting a checkup today. I'll let you know tomorrow how it goes. Hey, have a great Wednesday.